relax, and enjoy the story.
Stephanie became one of my favorite girls in just one day, the first with which I experienced that game. The first one to become my entertainment, the first experience where I assumed the role of the audience while she gave a show for me. Like I said before, she was a beautiful girl, physically a beauty. A goddess among mortals, if I had to define it in some way. But there were other things that I liked about her. Beyond her perky tits and her smile so bright, I liked Stephanie's shyness. The way she blushed when I told her how beautiful she was, when I told her how dirty or how good a girl she was. That I found her hot and naughty when I told her what I wanted to do with and to her. Her cheeks would turn red and she would giggle softly. I understood it. She was used to men talking dirty to her. But not to a woman doing it. It was as new to her as it was to me, and that made it so much more exciting. "What would you like to see?" she asked me shyly, fixing her eyes on mine, biting her lower lip. Hundreds of ideas came to my mind about all the possibilities. All the things I wanted to see her do. All the wicked things I wanted to see her perform. Stephanie was my entertainment. My sex toy. Even from a distance, I could order her to do whatever I wanted. After all, I had paid for that show, and she seemed more than willing to fulfill my wishes. "I'd like to see you come over and over again," I murmured, and she unconsciously moaned, causing a vibration between my legs that shook my swollen clit deliciously, making it throb with desire. It was incredible that she was turning me on like that. "Dominate me," she asked me with that sweet voice of hers. "Give me orders. I will obey everything you say." My breath hitched. My mind proved to be more treacherous than Judas himself, because it quickly created images of that girl being subdued by me, tied up, spread out, completely at my mercy. And I wanted it. I wanted it so badly. "Go to bed," I ordered, nodding in the direction of the piece of furniture behind her. I could see it through the camera. Wide and comfortable. It was surrounded by cushions and some teddy bears that actually fit perfectly with how cute Stephanie was. "I want you to lie down and relax." Ecstatic, I watched her obey, going to the bed and taking a place there. But not before making sure that the camera perfectly captured the angle so that I didn't miss any detail. She leaned on her back and from there she looked at me. That incredibly shy but sexy woman began to caress herself, moving her hands up and down her entire sensual figure. Caressing her hips, raising her palms to her stomach, and slowly going up to cup her tits with both hands. "You like this?" she asked me with a seductive voice. Exploring her body, squeezing her tits, and pulling her nipples with her fingers. They were so hard and pink that I couldn't help but want to put them in my mouth and suck them. Before I knew it, my right hand was moving down my stomach, following the same path as hers, following her movements. My fingers went under my underwear to feel my heat. Shit. I was so wet. I felt the sticky juices staining my fingers, making them slide down my slit very easily. Rolling over on the bed, she lifted her ass towards the camera, giving me a very good sight of it. Round, firm, curvy in the right places. White as snow, spanking her would have been wonderful. Seeing my fingers marked into that smooth skin, I looked at her in anticipation, waiting for whatever she had in store for me. The whole situation was too hot and arousing. "Do you want me to play with myself, mommy?" she asked, shooting a sexy smile at me. "Yes," I replied, but my voice came out shaky when my index finger pressed against my clit. I watched her do the exact same thing. From her position, with her knees bent on the bed and her ass lifted, I could see her little pink pussy quite well and how her fingers played with her folds. How she pinched her clit and gave it some strokes. Stephanie raised her hand a little higher and her fingers teasingly began to play with the wrinkled pink entrance of her ass, circling around, slowly stroking back and forth over and over again. When her middle finger pressed directly into her hole, she let out a small moan. It was not difficult for me to realize that she liked that. She liked to feel her fingers touching the entrance, playing with it. And, as you know, it's something that I love too. So yeah, seeing her playing with her fingertips on her ass was extremely arousing. "Listen to me," I said in a firm voice, again giving her orders. "You will do what I say, like a good girl, and if you do it well, we will both enjoy it too much. Now close your eyes." Stephanie did what I asked. From the distance, I could see how she closed her eyes and rested her head against the mattress, staying still, waiting for my next order. "Stephanie, you are beautiful. Do you know all the things I would do to you if I was there? Or if you were here? Imagine my body on yours, hot skin against hot skin. I would start by kissing your lips and then my mouth would go down to your jaw. Your neck, I would leave small bites and suck on your skin while one of my hands plays with your tits." I spoke slowly, but in a sensual tone of voice, describing all those things that I really wanted to do to her, all the words that came out of my mouth. I could imagine them, my mind created the scenario. And the pressure between my legs grew. The tingling, the wetness, my fingers moved between my slick folds, stroking my hot flesh. Playing with my clit and making my legs shake, I would catch one of your nipples in my mouth and suck it like a hungry baby, I continued. Satisfied to hear her gasp and move against the mattress. Her intentions were clear. She wanted to brush her breasts against something, rub her nipples, and while I eat your tits. I would lower a hand to your pussy and press her clit, circle after circle. Non-stop, I would rub it until I had you moaning my name, and when you were about to come, I would take one of my fingers up your ass and desecrate your forbidden hole. As I spoke, I watched as Stephanie moved her fingers again. Her thumb pressing insistently against her clit as her middle finger slid over her tight entrance. Thrusting, wanting to shove it up her ass, a deep moan escaped her lips as she pushed her hips back against her own palm, causing the tip of her finger to finally slide inside her, instinctively. My hand went down a little lower and I started caressing my ass too. Wanting to feel what she felt, Stephanie and I moaned in unison, both consumed with pleasure. Feeling the juices escape freely from our pusses. Oh, yes, she gasped, caressing her breasts with her free hand as the other played with the sensitive nub between her legs and her hips moved to push harder against the finger that penetrated her ass. I was dying to be there next to her. To be fucking her pussy and her asshole while kissing her. By then, my thumb was rubbing my clit faster and two of my fingers had found their way deep inside my ass. More I ordered put two fingers deep inside. I want to see how you fuck that nice tight ass of yours. Following my words, Stephanie pressed two of her fingers bathed in her juices against her entrance. It really seemed like her ass was too tight because she couldn't get them to fit in on the first try. Come on, princess. Try again, I encouraged her. As my own fingers sank even deeper into my ass, take those fingers for me. I want to see how you do it. On a second try. Stephanie thrust again and let out a long, deep groan as both fingers slipped inside her, filling her tight starfish. Good girl, I praised her. Smiling satisfied, now fuck yourself for mommy. Imagine that I'm the one who does it, the one who fucks your ass while eating your pussy. I didn't need to say it twice. The young girl began to move her fingers fast and deep inside her ass. And I masturbated as I listened to her moans get louder and her breathing more agitated. Listening to her. Seeing her was a delight, a pleasure that incomparably shook my entire body. As I watched her play with her nice shaved pussy and ass, I imagined eating her out, sucking on her clit. I imagined us both doing a 69 on that bed. Stephanie eating my pussy and then sticking her tongue in my ass while I did the same. Making her come in my mouth, the erotic scene in my mind, along with the wonderful view in front of me, was driving me crazy. I masturbated, played with my clit, and fucked my ass while watching another woman through a screen. I heard her cry out her orgasm while I felt my body shake and surrender to the powerful climax, making me come almost at the same time as her. Steph, I moaned, rolling my hips, trying to prolong the pleasure of my orgasm. My eyes were closed and my back slightly arched over the chair. My entire body shook and surrendered to pleasure. When I looked back at her, she still had her fingers buried up to her ass and was lying exhausted on the bed. Her naked body was lightly covered in sweat. Her eyes were closed and she licked her lips. My gaze swept the room and, on the nightstand next to the bed, I saw what would be Stephanie's next toy. A purple vibrator about 7 inches long and 1 inch wide. Take the vibrator, I said, making her open her eyes suddenly and turn towards the camera. She looked at me as if she couldn't believe that I was asking her that. I didn't care that she just came. I wanted to see her do it again, torture her body until she was exhausted. I want you to put it on your clitoris. Her small, delicate hand reached for the toy. And trembling, she put it between her legs, moaning and jumping as she turned it on and the cold plastic vibrated against her hard, swollen clit. I knew that she was still too sensitive from the orgasm. So those vibrations would be too pleasant and intense. And she would surely come soon, but the order was clear. She could not do it until I gave her permission. What a delicious little cunt, I praised, watching the pink and wet folds vibrate around the toy turn up the intensity. I want that pussy to vibrate hard. Her shaking fingers obeyed my orders and I saw her press a button, making the toy vibrate harder. Just looking at the expression of pleasure on Stephanie's face, I felt as if the toy was placed between my legs, torturing my clit in an unbelievably delicious way. I can't, she murmured on a ragged breath, struggling to get the words. I can't take it. I need to come. Not yet, I answered. not knowing how I managed to articulate the words. My own pleasure was blinding me, leaving me speechless, stealing my breath away. Again, I was touching myself, fucking my pussy and my ass with my fingers while watching that beautiful girl as she begged for more. As she begged me to let her come, my fingers moved faster and faster, harder. Fuck me deeper. My lips were parted, my eyes were closed, and my lungs burned from lack of air. But I couldn't care less. All I thought about was how good it felt and that I couldn't or didn't want to stop. Not until I came at the same time as the beautiful girl on the other side of the screen. Steph, I called her name again. My voice shaky and hoarse, sinking my fingers deeper into my holes. Mommy, she moaned, and that was all it took. Pleasure overwhelmed me. Both of us, building up inside us, threatening to make us explode into a thousand pieces. My back arched like an animal in heat as climax shot through me once more. Come with me, I ordered, wishing she would. God, yes. I'm coming for you. Do you like it? Like a lava shower. The pleasure exploded when I heard Stephanie's voice again, yelling her own orgasm. My body shook with almost violent force. My legs tensed and jerked as my pleasure ripped through me, making me surrender to it, making me moan how incredible it felt. Vibrator feels so good, she whimpered, letting a smile take place on her rosy full lips. I laughed, because damn, she was so hot but also adorable, my sweet fuck toy. Wait till you feel the next thing I want you to fuck yourself with. Steph, now, be a good girl and go look inside your fridge. I want you to find a cucumber, a carrot, or an eggplant and bring it here. You need some vegetables, baby.